Let's have a look now at the six most common mistakes that people fall into when they try and build rapport with someone else. The very first thing that people do wrong is they try and be nice to people. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out there and start being nasty to people or stop being nice. It's fine to be nice, but only to the extent that it doesn't break down your ability to share or communicate thoughts, ideas, and feelings with someone else. The trouble being nice is that sometimes people are nice at the expense of the real communication that needs to be happening, which actually then breaks down rapport. It stops helping and starts becoming a barrier. Let's give you an example of a school teacher. A school teacher who wants to be nice to their pupils may let them get away with anything they're doing, and thereby, bit by bit, she starts losing respect, stops being able to present ideas in the way that students will listen, and in the end of the day, it starts going horribly wrong. The same thing can be true of a client. Let's say we have a lawyer talking to the client. There are some things the client needs to hear up front, which will not necessarily be pleasant, which will not necessarily be nice. But if the lawyer does not have the courage to turn around and say, hey, this is how it is, and you better sort something out, then he's doing his client a disservice because he stops communicating fully. Now, everyone has actually experienced this when they talk to someone, and maybe you have friends yourself that you've been kind of, I don't know, casually acquainted with for many years. It's almost like there's a social veneer that you can't get past. Why? Because you're too busy being polite, too busy trying to be nice, to actually get through to the real person and to allow the other person to see the real you as well. So, rule number one is be nice only to the extent that is not actually interfering with the process of communicating feelings and ideas with the other person. Now, the second mistake that people will typically make is that of trying too hard. The problem with trying too hard is very much related to being too nice to someone else. If you try too hard, you sub-communicate, you send signals out that you're desperate. You're desperate for the company, you're eager to please. Now, the problem with being desperate is very few people actually like to have desperate people hanging around them. Somehow it makes them feel obligated or under pressure, but for whatever reason, it actually begins to shut down communications again. So if you're trying too hard to establish rapport with someone else, the other thing that can happen is you activate what's called the law of reverse effect. The law of reverse effect says the harder you try to do something, the more likely it is you'll fail. Because you're consciously interfering with an unconscious process. So when building rapport with someone else, the idea is to fall into this rhythm where rapport happens, to maintain a sense of these are the things that I need to do to make it happen. And then get out of the way to allow your unconscious mind to make these things actually occur. Now again, later on in this CD, I'll be showing you the instant rapport technique that will help you to do this much more easily. Another reason why trying too hard tends to put people off is related to the third common mistake that people make when trying to build rapport. And that's wanting something from someone else too much. The problem of wanting something too much is seen easily when you think back to a time that you walked into a store and you wanted to buy maybe a stereo or something. The salesman comes up and starts talking to you. But the thing is, they get a little bit too pushy. They want you to buy too much. They want them to like you too much. And because they want something from you, because they're pushing you too far down the process too quickly, you begin to back off. Now, the solution to this is something called fractionating rapport. In fractionating rapport, what all you're going to do is you're going to build a little bit of rapport and then back off. Then you'll build a little bit more rapport and back off, a little bit more, back off, a little bit more, and back off. The law of fractionation is something we'll look at more when we cover hypnotic principles. But basically, every time that you do something, it's the equivalent of tipping your toe in a bucket of cold water. At first, just the big toe goes in. Then you might have all the toes. Then you pull it back out again. Then you'll put the foot in. You'll pull it back out again. And every time that you come back to this experience, it's easier and easier to go deeper and deeper because it seems familiar to you. So fractionating rapport is a technique where you build a little rapport and you take it away again so that the people are constantly in a comfort zone. And that comfort zone is always being stretched a little bit at a time. So to sum up the first three most common mistakes that people make, and they're all interrelated, it's first of all trying to be too nice, second of all trying too hard to establish rapport, and third of all wanting something too much from someone else, becoming a little bit too pushy to either build rapport or get a certain result. The solution to these three problems is very simple. First of all, realize it's a time to stop being nice in order to save the rapport, to save the relationship. Number two is to use the instant rapport technique that we'll be covering a little later on in order to allow the normal rapport signals to flow unconsciously and naturally. And finally, is to use the principle of fractionation to build a little rapport and then back off and a little bit more and then back off consistently so that over a small period of time, you build a lot of large steps